We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
A couple of misfits. James Robinson.
You can't call the cops on Santa.
Travis Box.
No wonder Santa lost his mind. We can't do this.
The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits.
Gentlemen, we have reason to believe that by the end of the day, an attempt will be made on Santa Claus.
Yesterday, the workshop was in Santa's hands. Today is Christmas Eve, and Santa has been taken. The government has lost all contact with the North Pole.
Sir, our intelligence can't confirm that the toy shop is controlled by friendlies.
We're out of options. Find me Jack Bauer.
With all due respect, sir, are you Elfie nuts?
I am not going to be known as the president that sacrificed Christmas.
With time running out, one agent rises from the ashes, and the hopes of the world's boys and girls are on his shoulders.
This doesn't make any sense. Why would the secretary meet with a Krampus operative?
And why would they try and cover it up?
I need to talk to the secretary.
That's not going to be easy, Jack. He won't talk to anyone.
He'll talk to me.
From the creators of Breaking Bad, The Xmas Files, and Saint Elsewhere, the groundbreaking new series that will leave you breathless.
What you are asking me to do is too dangerous. I've got a family, children, Jack. My heart is two sizes larger now. I just can't risk it.
I know, but you owe me, Cringe. Remember the Whoville incident?
We swore never to speak of that.
You don't do this, and the government learns everything.
You wouldn't dare.
Do I look like I'm playing reindeer games?
Every second is crucial. Every minute counts. Every present in jeopardy.
One way or another, you're gonna tell me who you're working for and where Santa is.
Do you really think I'll just give you the list? The naughty list?
Who are you working for?
The bad guys better watch out. Jack Bauer is coming to town.
I've got him! Mr. Claus, sir, are you all right?
Jack, you have to stop them.
We will, sir. But first we need to get you out of here.
No, you don't understand, Jack. They're going to wipe out the North Pole.
Not on my watch, sir.
Someone give me the president!
On the last day of Christmas, our nation gave to thee Jack Bauer. Jack Bauer returns in the brand new holiday special, 25. Check local listings.
If there's something worse than coal, you can be sure it'll be in their stocking.
So, what did you get?
Utter disappointment. And a chocolate orange.
The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
Nog Light presents Real Men of Christmas.
Real Men of Christmas.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overly Competitive Outdoor Holiday Decoration Guy.
Mr. Overly Competitive Outdoor Holiday Decoration Guy.
For years, you were the house that the neighborhood always fawned over at Christmas. Your two heroes were Thomas Edison and Clark W. Griswold.
You know he's a fictional character.
But last year, you got lazy. You were outdone by the Joneses and their computer-controlled nativity scene that sang Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's wrong on so many levels.
But thanks to a second mortgage, a DIY particle collider, and a stocking crammed full of poor life choices, your outdoor lights will blind the sun, because nothing honors peace on earth like a homemade celebratory supernova.
Oh no, I look directly at it.
So here's to you, Mr. Overly Competitive Outdoor Holiday Decoration Guy.
No, I really think I've damaged my retina.
Drink eggnog responsibly.
They're misfits with a heart two sizes too large. The doctors are concerned.
Clear!
It's Operation Helping Our Heroes with James and Travis.
The following is a letter home from Tim Driscoll, a Marine with K Company, 3rd Marine Division from Vietnam, to his mother, dated March 4th, 1968.
Well, Mom, there's really a war going on over here.
We made contact in the daylight yesterday for the first time since I've been here. You know how they say war is not like the movies show it? Well, they're wrong. It's exactly like the movies. We were on a company-sized patrol when they hit us. They hit the 1st Battalion, and everyone got down. As soon as we moved behind the hedge line, an automatic weapon opened on us. We just kept moving. Then we got the word that the 1st Battalion was in bad shape and needed us, so we were going to move out on the lines about 50 meters, keeping low and moving slow. It was a clear, open field we were going across. They were halfway across when fire opened up from our right. Everyone got down, and the sergeant started yelling at us to keep moving. So, we being young, brave Marines, got on the line and kept moving. But then the bullets started zipping around our legs and raising dust. We knew for sure they were shooting at us. We were about to stay on the line after that. We bolted to the right, ran about 25 meters, and took cover behind dirt piled up alongside the road. We waited there for about 5 minutes. They weren't shooting anymore, so we started sticking our fool necks up to see what was happening, and they started shooting again. Now, we knew where they were. They were dug right behind a thick bamboo patch about 2 squads, and at least we could start to shoot back. We were doing pretty good holding our own. Then, we started receiving fire from our rear. I started getting scared, because we had no protection to the rear. They had us pinned down for a half an hour. We couldn't raise our heads to see where they were. Finally, the 2nd and 3rd squads moved up and cleared the rear. We continued to fight to our front. By this time, we had taken a few casualties. A medevac chopper landed right behind us as we set up a hard base of fire, turning our M16s on automatic. After a while, the fire stopped and the sergeant wanted a frontal assault on the position. We didn't like the idea because there was one automatic weapon left. It could tear apart our whole squad. We finally made him see the light. We threw a few grenades, and sure enough, they started shooting again. We just exchanged fire for another hour, and then the tanks came. 3 tanks. I saw Wayne with the M60. All that took a little over 5 hours. One of our corpsmen was put up for a medal. Mike sent me a letter and told me he was not going to tell you he's coming to NAM. I'll write him and tell him how lousy everything is here. We got mail 3 times last week, and I got a whole mess of letters from you. Where do you think I should go for R&R in 5 months? Tokyo? Hong Kong? Beijing? Australia? Hawaii? I'll write soon. Tim.
This was a letter from Tim Driscoll, a Marine with K Company, 3rd Marine Division from Vietnam, to his mother, dated March 4th, 1968.
Yeah, they couldn't cut it in Santa's workshop, so we thought we'd give him a shot. It's James and Travis on AM 860, The Answer.
The following is a Holiday Fight Championship production. Ho, ho, ho.
Not so silent fight fans, and welcome again to Yukon Cornelius Arena for 'Twas the Fight Before Christmas 24. I'm Bruce Elfberger alongside Joe Mistletogen, and what a special bout tonight, Joe. An unofficial rematch between these two.
That's right, Bruce. What started in the boardroom of the movie Elf will play out tonight in the HFC Candy Cage. Tonight, 2 elves enter. 1 elf leaves.
Let's go now ringside as our official Santa Claus announces tonight's festive fighters.
Boys and girls, tonight's main event is scheduled for 1 fall. In this corner, you can take the boy out of the North Pole, but you can't take the North Pole out of the boy. 1 tall drink of eggnog.
One of the most talented elves we've ever had in the Candy Cane.
You can say that again, Joe.
Thank you, Bunny. Go to your corner now. Good lad. And in the other corner, proving there are no small roles, just small actors, the Littlest Lannister, Elf Academy Award winner, Peter Dinklage.
I thought this was an audition. I'm very confused. What do you mean, small actors?
Probably one of the most talented elves we've ever had in the Candy Cane.
You can say that again, Joe.
Hey, I'd rather you two don't, okay? The joke's over, guys. Where's my agent?
See, he even has an agent. What elf do you know with an agent?
Well, I have one, but yes, he is a true hero to all elfdom. Wait, Peter Dinklage is climbing out of the ring.
I think he's headed our way.
In all my bats, I've never seen anything like this. Very un-elf-like, Bruce.
Hey, you two Jack Frosts. I may be little, but I get more action in a week than you've had your whole life. I've got houses in L.A., Hawaii, Vail, and Paris with 70-inch plasma screen TVs in each one of them. I am not an elf, I am an actor. You feeling strong, friend? Call me Elf. One more time!
Looks like Buddy was right. He is an angry elf.
Prepare yourself. A beatdown is coming!
Hey, don't write a check your elf can't cash, little man.
Maybe you shouldn't poke the elf, Joe.
I am not an elf, I'm an actor!
No!
I play Tyrion! And a Lannister always pays their debts!
Peter Dinklage is disqualified for un-elfsman-like behavior. This fight is over. Buddy the Elf is the new champion!
You want some too, fat man?
Well, I think that does it for tonight. One of the wildest fights I've ever witnessed and inadvertently participated in. Joe?
I think my spleen is fractured like peppermint bark.
Mine too, Joe. Mine too. So, for the possibly critically injured Joe Mistletogen, this is Bruce Elfberger saying Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good fight.
Santa sees them when they're sleeping and sees them when they're awake. Sadly, Santa can't unsee any of it. The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
This is the Vague News Network. We're your anchors. A huge storm swept through the area. A number of households are still without power, and the damage could be assessed in a monetary amount.
Tomorrow is the anniversary, and there will be a ceremony to mark the occasion. The ceremony will be open to anyone and will include several prominent speakers.
Advocates are arguing over a brewing controversy. Our reporters spoke today with the group's leader to find out more.
A brand new teen trend has parents worried. Teens are trying it as a way to get high, but experts say they are not actually getting any of the effects they are rumored to get by doing this. Doctors are urging you to talk to your kids and make them aware of how harmful it can be.
And who knew an animal could do that? Even though it seems dangerous, this lovable pet seems to be enjoying it. Warms your heart.
Your source for news when there is news. Be sure to keep it here for all the latest on the Vague News Network.